Track 6. Welcome to another sports report. This is Brian Gall back at the desk once more with the latest update. And there's a bit of a winding up to do on this week's news, as last weekend saw the final matches of the regular league season for several of our local teams. In soccer, both Starbridge Football Club and Hales Own signed off their 2017-18 seasons with wins in front of their own fans. Glassboys had a commendable win against the league high flyers Warrington. They came from behind after conceding an early goal, but two strikes put them 2-1 ahead at the interval, and they held on to that lead throughout the second half. Hales Own defeated Stalybridge 2-0 thanks to a couple of second-half goals. Glassboys have ended the season in mid-table, a disappointment after reaching the promotion playoffs 12 months ago. They drew too many games this year, 14 all told, almost a third of their fixtures. At home, they drew more games than they won, and overall their home form let them down. Better luck next season. But at least Starbridge still have the final of the Birmingham Senior Cup to look forward to. I was telling you last week about their semi-final win against an Albion 11. They now know that their opponents in the final will be Hednesford, who easily came through their semi-final, defeating Nuneaton 4-0. No news yet as to when the final will take place, nor the venue. Among our top sides in the domestic leagues, West Bromwich Albion still hang by a thread in the Premier League. Despite a recent revival, they've been unbeaten through April with two wins and two draws. They are all but mathematically relegated. They need to win their last two league games this season and hope all the results go their way elsewhere. They host high-flying Tottenham this Saturday when the final nail may well be driven in. Elsewhere, Wolves are, of course, already champions of the Championship and Villa will participate in the promotion playoffs. Down at the foot of this division, Birmingham City still fight for survival. The final match for every team in this division is on Sunday and Blues have a tough task. Fulham are the visitors, still hoping for automatic promotion and in a terrific fight with Cardiff for that honour. Finally, Walsall, about whose survival in League One I've been worrying, are just about safe for another year. They beat Northampton last weekend, thanks to a goal in injury time. Saturday also witnessed the last knockings of the rugby season at Stourton Park, where Stourbridge faced Otley. The Yorkshire side struggled after a poor start to the season and needed a revival in form more recently to escape relegation, but they were no match for the home side on Saturday. Stourbridge did not play particularly well, they didn't need to on this occasion, and the match was hardly a spectacle, but five tries were enough to secure a home victory by 31 points to 5. I understand most of the club's first 15 regulars have signed up for next season, and there are rumours of a few new signings in addition, but it's still very early days. Looking at the club's performances this past season, and I'm no expert, it seems Stourbridge have a strong pack of forwards. They have matched, even outmatched, the packs of visiting teams all winter, but have lacked a correspondingly devastating set of backs. If they could find a pair of speedy three-quarters, it would improve their prospects no end. But of course, all the other clubs are seeking those as well. Well, here I am, bashing away at the keyboard to bring you the news, wrapped in a thick sweater and with the central heating blasting away. That can mean only one thing. The cricket season has started. I have to confess, I made a mistake last week, telling you the season in the Worcestershire County League, featuring the teams from this area, began on Saturday, April the 28th, when, in fact, it had begun the week before. Just as well it did, for last Saturday was a complete washout in the First Division. Not a ball was bowled in any of the matches. Of our local sides in the top division, Hagley had won their match the week before, and Pedmore drew theirs. In the second division, players and officials were brave enough on Saturday to play in two of the matches, all the others being abandoned without a ball bowled. One of the two where there was action involved the local Belbroughton club, who enjoyed an 8-wicket win over the delightfully named Bartestree and Lugwardine. Belbroughton had won their opening match the week before and thus sit proudly at the very top of the second division league table. On the other hand, at the opposite end of the table sit Old Swinford, who after one defeat and one abandoned match find themselves at the very foot. I'll do my best to keep you informed as the season progresses. Meanwhile, in the County Championship, the top level of domestic cricket in this country, there have been contrasting starts for our local sides. Warwickshire, relegated from the top division at the end of last summer, are showing every intent to return to the top flight. They won their latest match against Northamptonshire and are at the very top of the league table. Worcestershire, who went the opposite way, being promoted into the First Division this summer, lost their latest match against Nottinghamshire by an innings and are at the very foot. In Speedway news, two recent matches by the Wolverhampton Wolves. I reported last time that Wolves had thrashed Rye House on their home track a couple of weeks ago, but when the return match took place last week, the team from Hertfordshire had a measure of revenge, winning a close contest by 48 points to 42. In fact, it was close throughout, with Wolves the visitors taking an early lead, but unable to put much distance between themselves and the home side. However, it was not until the 12th of the 15 heats that Rye House finally got into the lead, one they clung to until the finish. However, by ending the match within 7 points of the victors, Wolves earned a losing bonus point. On Monday this week, the Wolves hosted King's Lynn at the Monmore Green track and secured a win, this time by 49 points to 41. Man behind the success was the skipper Rory Schlein, who, for the second home match in succession, won all five of the heats in which he raced. After the match, the skipper praised the effort of his entire team, promising that Wolves will only get better as the season progresses. They've done pretty well already, winning all three of their home fixtures, and with only that narrow defeat at Rye House standing against their name, and they lead the Premier League table with 10 points from their four matches. Next action is away from home on Bank Holiday Monday versus Bellevue in the Knockout Cup competition. More news of Charlotte Bardsley, the Stourbridge teenage table tennis starlet who's been in action again. Charlotte was already champion in the National School Individual Championships in the under-16 age group, but since winning that title a year ago, she's moved up to the under-19 age group, meaning she now has to compete against older, more experienced opponents. And I'm pleased to say she's now under-19 National Schools champion, having won that title last weekend. Having come victorious through first group, then knockout stages to reach the final, she defeated Molly Patterson by 3-1 in the final. But there's to be no rest for Charlotte. This weekend she'll take part in the Cadet and Junior National Championship sponsored by PG Mutual. I hope to be able to tell you next time how she's fared in that. I usually like to include news of Formula One motor racing, and there was another fixture on Sunday, the fifth in this year's series, this time on the street track in Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan. It's a track with one long, long straight that maybe lulls drivers into a false sense of security because the course also features a tricky, twisty bit in the old city itself. From the earlier races this year, it had looked as though the Ferrari team and their top driver Sebastian Vettel had the edge over their principal rivals Mercedes, led by Lewis Hamilton, and the German driver had again earned the right to start from the number one position on the grid for this race, with Hamilton immediately behind. But the race was packed with incident. The safety car was deployed more than once and for quite a few laps towards the climax. The two Red Bull team drivers, who are talented but headstrong, managed to take each other out. Hamilton needed to stop for fresh tyres after locking up his wheels. His teammate Valtteri Bottas used a safety car period to change to fresh tyres, and he sneaked past Vettel on the fresh rubber. Hamilton, in third place, was largely a spectator. But when Vettel attempted to pass Bottas and retake the lead, he misjudged the space on the inside of a bend. Hamilton overtook him, and it looked like a Mercedes 1-2, until Bottas ran over a piece of debris on the track, dismembered a rear tyre, and Hamilton was left to cruise in front to the finish. Ferrari had seemed to have the rub of the green once or twice in earlier races, so maybe there was some justice in this result. Anyway, it has put Hamilton in top place in the Drivers' Championship, but just 4 points ahead of Vettel. And it'll be back to Europe now for the Formula One circus. Next race is the Spanish Grand Prix, weekend after next. And that's all from the Sports Desk this week. Good luck to all Blues fans, that's Birmingham City. I hope you survive in the Championship on Sunday. While there's life, there's hope, they say, so good wishes also to those who follow the Baggies. I'll be back next week. Until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gall.